Evans. Brendan Bolton's been good enough to join us. Carlton coach, we'll return to your calls very shortly. Brendan, welcome to the program. 2 weeks away from the start of the year. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. It is creeping up. I suppose it's not creeping up on you. Are you getting a little nervous this time, 2 weeks' time? You'll be sending your boys out against Hawthorn and Tassie.
Yeah, pre-season's been a real period of learning on many levels for our footy club, so not enough hours in the day to get prepared, but listen, we've formed really strong relationships amongst the players and the coaches and the some new people that have been working in our administration, so it's been a complete reset, but one that everyone's approached with real enthusiasm.
I'm hearing from some coaches they won't give a damn what the scoreboard says. It'll be about what you do and how you are trying to do stuff, and what the scoreboard says, they don't care, and they won't even do any forward scouting on teams.
Listen, I think we understand as a club there's no quick fix. It's going to be a season of learning and developing, but we're out there to compete and play really united. But I encourage all our members to just look at some of the little wins, you know, when a first gamer makes their debut and the unity that we show as a club, and look for the growth in our consistency across quarters and across the year. But, you know, we're going out to compete in every game.
But you're confirming that it's no good looking at the win-loss ratio after the NAB Challenge. You'd rather simply look at the win-loss ratio after the main season, and everyone will have forgotten the NAB Challenge by then.
I think the NAB Challenge is a great opportunity to refine and develop our game plan, because I think what we do need to understand is we've really lowered our age profile of our group. Big turnover of players and coaches, and it's just a really exciting time to let some of our talent get some opportunity to compete against some real AFL quality, particularly in the first NAB Cup against Hawthorn, who may put out some premiership players.
So will Dale Thomas play this time in 2 weeks' time? Speaking of your talent you're going to put out, every Carlton fan's curious about whether Dale will deliver this year.
Yeah, well, let's cross fingers that Dale has no injuries, because obviously his time at Carlton to date he's been interrupted with injury, but I can't fault his willingness and want to learn and play our new way, and he's had a really good pre-season, so let's hope he's out there in the next few weeks.
Which young kid do you expect to get a game? I know that's still a bit of water to go under the bridge in 2 weeks, but who is on track right now to be unveiled?
Yeah, I've been really impressed with a few of our new guys, and David Cunningham's been able to find the balls in our little match simulations we've been doing, so he's been impressive. Charlie Kerno up forward, and obviously Jacob Wittering have all held themselves against some more seasoned AFL players on our list. So all exciting and looks promising for the future.
And every club was asked whether or not they thought that teams like Port Adelaide and St Kilda and the Western Bulldogs and Melbourne should get top-up players to cover for those that are unavailable. Every club was asked. Carlton was asked. Do you know what Carlton's reply to the AFL was?
Well, obviously, it doesn't apply to us, so we've been that busy trying to worry about getting ourselves ready for round one that it doesn't apply, so I don't think we've had a real strong point of view on it, but hopefully all that can be sorted amongst the AFL soon.
Would you care if those teams got a top-up? Do you think that would be fine?
Oh, listen, without showing any disrespect to those teams, our focus has been not just getting ourselves right, so I'm just going to let that unfold and let it be whatever happens there.
That's all good. Brendan, appreciate you joining us, and let's hope you get a fair few down to your family day this Sunday at Icon Park, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. You can meet the players. I think you're going to address the fans, aren't you, down there, Brendan?
Yeah, we're really excited about Sunday, when, you know, we're really trying to break our club membership record of 51,000 by round one, so our family day is another step in hopefully making that happen, so real good chance to introduce some of our new players and coaches to many of the blue baggers out there.
And if you want a membership, just jump on board 1300 Carlton or go to their website. Brendan, thanks for your time.
Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Carlton coach Brendan Bolton.